Every eye will see Christ's return. The Bible says that when Jesus Christ returns, everyone on earth will see him. Revelation 1:7. This prophecy is being fulfilled in the time we live in. In previous centuries, when science discovered that the earth was round, many people did not believe this biblical prophecy. They thought that the return of Christ could only be seen with spiritual eyes. They had such thoughts because science and technology were not yet developed in those times. So the event of Jesus Christ's return would be hidden, or people living on the other side of the earth would not be able to see it. For example, people in America or Australia would not see the return of the Lord when it occurred in Jerusalem. But with the development of science and technology today, with the ability to broadcast live television from anywhere on earth, and especially with everyone having a cell phone and a TV in every home, being able to see or witness the return of Christ has become an absolute reality. Furthermore, when the Bible says that every eye will see the Lord's return, even those who pierced him, it means that Christ's return will be seen both in the invisible and visible realms. We can understand this because those who pierced him and crucified him are long dead. But we can know from this text that they, even in death, will be able to see the Lord's return. But there is something else we can see in this text. The Bible says that the words pierced and crucified mean the same thing, Psalm 22:16. That means that not only the souls of the dead Roman soldiers can see the return of Christ, but also all the criminals and sinners who are detained in Hades. We know this because the Bible tells us that Christ was crucified because of the sins of the whole world, Romans 5:6-8. Therefore, sinners and criminals are considered to have indirectly crucified Christ, Luke 24:20, Acts 2:23, Hebrews 6:6. Because of such crimes, after death they are detained in Hades to await the final judgment and then sent to eternal hell, John 5:29, Revelation 21:8. So, through the Word of God, we can understand that the return of Christ is a great event that everyone in both the invisible and visible realms can see, and both believers and unbelievers will see that day clearly and directly. In addition, the Bible verse in Revelation 1:7 also tells us that when people see this event happens, they all cry while Christians are happy and joyful. Such crying happens because at that time they will know that Christ is real and they no longer have the opportunity to believe in God to receive salvation. The Bible says that when Jesus Christ returns, those who have true faith in him will all be caught up in the air to meet God, 1 Corinthians 15, 51-52, 1 Thessalonians 4, 16-17. All those who remain on earth are those who do not believe that Christ is real, but then they will know that they were wrong. But when Christ returns, even though the whole world at that time believes in him, it is not considered true faith and they will all suffer eternal punishment in hell. The reason why, even if they believe in God, it is not considered true faith is because the Bible has determined that true faith is believing in God without seeing him. But if they have actually seen him with their physical eyes and then believe, it is not considered true faith, and therefore they cannot receive salvation in Christ, nor can they receive eternal life in heaven. John 20:29, Hebrews 11:1. It is because of this principle of God that those who are living on earth on the day of Christ's return, that is, those who are not caught up into the air to meet the Lord, will all perish. That is why they will weep bitterly on the day of Jesus Christ's return, as foretold in this verse.